It's back to school time. This is Lisa Berry, and as part of our back to school coverage on 89.1 WEMU, we're talking to different education leaders in our area. And today I have the honor of welcoming Ann Arbor School Superintendent, Dr. Janice Swift. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa. It's great to be here.
Are you ready and excited for the new school year?
Lisa, we are over the top excited about 2016-17 school year. We will welcome back more than 17,000 students to Ann Arbor Public Schools.
Ann Arbor Schools is the sixth biggest district in the state?
I believe we are, yes.
And can you first update us about Allen Elementary School? Where are you with that?
I'm pleased to share that we welcomed our staff to their temporary home at 105 Mansfield in Ypsilanti, and the staff is just doing a tremendous job over there, getting everything organized and ready for our students to start next Tuesday.
That was because of a flood at Allen Elementary School?
It was. We had a flood on the evening of August 18th and some impact to the school. So we'll be busy getting our team settled in their temporary location and getting all of our students settled. And then we'll be busy over the coming weeks sorting out what all needs to be done at Allen. Our commitment is to make it better than ever when we figure all that out.
Have you gotten a financial estimate on the damage yet, or how long it will take to make the repairs?
Yeah, we have not. They actually need us to get some of the stuff out of Allen that goes with the staff and the children. So once that's done, we'll be able to move forward with the full analysis.
This is your fourth year, is that correct?
It is.
As Ann Arbor School Superintendent, what do you think is your biggest challenge you're facing going into this new school year?
I think that our biggest blessing and our challenge is that we have 17,000 students coming from all parts of Ann Arbor, and we're just it's very important to us to meet the needs of every student. I think that we all know that the backdrop we've had this summer nationally presents additional challenges, because we know the rhetoric nationally and the problems do flow through to our children. And so we are taking extra steps with our team now to talk about how to ensure that our children feel supported, that they aren't feeling any undue stress from some of the things they may be hearing about.
Like what? What rhetoric are you referring to?
Just an increase in, feels like an increase sometimes in terrorist attacks at home and abroad, race relations, concerns about law enforcement. And certainly what's gone on throughout this year is that that unfortunate negative rhetoric that's accompanied our national elections. So we're having those conversations with our teachers now to just make sure that we're putting those extra touches in place to support our children. We've launched a campaign this year called A Together, because we really believe in acting locally. It's by joining hands together and deciding that we're going to hold up every child.
Children are exposed to so much more these days, don't you think? Are you seeing a difference? Is that impacting them in the classroom?
Well, they are subjected to so much, and yet I think back that I grew up with television reels of Vietnam every night that I remember. Right. And yet these are challenging times, and we're very conscious of the impact on our children.
Seems like everything is pretty calm and quiet with your teachers' union and all the unions. Was there labor peace in Ann Arbor Public Schools?
Well, we just had a beautiful picnic on Friday to welcome almost 150 brand new teachers into Ann Arbor. So we're very excited, and I believe we're going to have an excellent year.
Last year, Ann Arbor Schools received a lot of attention after someone brought a concealed weapon to a school event, and some measures have been taken to stop that from happening again. Have we heard the last of that?
Yes, Lisa. Well, we don't know when we'll hear the last of it for sure, but the judge ruled on the side of the public schools, Ann Arbor Public Schools, and so we're able to continue with our district policy and with our school policies that will protect our children, and we're very grateful for that.
We're talking to Dr. Janice Swift. She is the superintendent of Ann Arbor Public Schools, and we're having a lovely conversation, but I do need to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
In that very chair you're sitting in, Dr. Benjamin Edmondson, the superintendent of Ypsilanti Schools, sat not too long ago, and we chatted about the same thing you and I are talking about. Even though Ypsilanti Schools are right next to Ann Arbor, he, first of all, maintains you cannot compare the two districts. Do you agree with that?
I would agree with that. Ypsilanti is less than one-fifth the size of Ann Arbor Public Schools. They're very different communities, very distinctive communities, each with their own gifts. I would agree with this statement, yes.
Meanwhile, Ypsilanti is losing hundreds of students and dozens of teachers, presumably to Ann Arbor. Do you feel any responsibility to your neighbors, or what is your response or reaction to that?
I do appreciate the question, Lisa. I'm not sure if you saw the research or the data that was published yesterday by one of our media outlets in the area, but about 20% of students across our state, and I believe that number's pretty solid across the country, choose for a district beyond their home district.
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
And we know that parents are accustomed to making choices for everything in their lives, and to expect that they would not want to do that for the very important place where their children attend school is absolutely what they do. So I know Dr. Edmondson and I would both agree that the real competition is among public versus private or charter options. And so we exit just about as many students as we bring in.
So you feel the same impact?
We all feel that impact. It is the nature of the environment in which we exist. And certainly many people feel that competition is good for schools. It makes us better. And others may not feel that way, but I just feel like it's the game we've been given. And we have work to do for children. And so we open our doors wide. We welcome all children. Once they're with us, they're our children, all 17,104 last year. They are all our children.
How about state involvement in school districts, standardized tests, and pressure on teachers? What's your take on all that?
We really hope that we can continue to lobby at the state level to have our education model be a value add one rather than one of accountability and takeaways. And certainly we want to be accountable for our outcomes. We embrace the outcomes that we create with students, but this should be among our priorities as a country. This should be right at the top to take the very best care of all our children. They're our next generation.
Do you see us headed in that direction?
I don't. And I feel like therein lies our job.
Yeah.
And you know that phrase, act local. And so we behave locally to impact our own community, knowing that we don't always have perfect control over the state or over the federal level, but we do have as much control and we want to exert it. That's why I'm so proud of our community. We have highly engaged parents and leaders in our community that stand up for having quality schools and quality education.
I read something recently about getting parents involved in their children's education is a big priority.
Yes.
How can you do that?
Well, we are fortunate in Ann Arbor Public Schools that our parents are naturally engaged. We have active parent organizations in every one of our schools. But I'll tell you, Lisa, what we're always thinking about is who are those parents who are, for whatever reason, unable to engage for their children. And so what are we doing to bridge that gap? So we don't just say our door is open, come in. We're reaching out. So we'll go into the neighborhoods. We'll go into the churches. We'll go wherever we need to do to make that connection on behalf of children.
Class sizes, growing, shrinking, where are we on that?
We follow a real strict protocol on our class sizes to stay within a range. It's a different range at each band of grade levels because we know it's very important at early years to make sure those class sizes are in place. And we know that as we move through secondary, there will be some classes, maybe band or orchestra or choir, that are naturally a little bit bigger. We don't see any negative changes in class size.
Dr. Janice Swift, Ann Arbor School Superintendent, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.